Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 42. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Kansas City's Drugs and Addicts. That song is called So Mad, and it's on the band's new album, Clean Their Room. Just came out April 19th on High Dive Records. I've seen that band in so many basements, so many venues with bad sound, so it's great to hear that high-fidelity recording there from High Dive Records. That album is fantastic. It's garage, it's rock and roll, it's just raw, and it's wonderful. So you're going to want to pick that one up. It's been a while since I did a podcast. I've been working way too much, but I am back today, and I have some new music for you. This is what I've been enjoying for the last few weeks. Here's a track from the new album from Priests. The song is called Texas Instruments.
Give us the sound and give us the silence. by the spectral dawn.
Spaced out there a bit. That is John Vanderslice with the song Spectral Dawn. It's on his new album, The Cedars. It came out April 5th on Native Cat Recordings. He's, of course, based out of San Francisco. That album is fantastically produced, which is what you would expect from John Vanderslice and his tiny telephone studios. It is an album that you want to listen to from start to finish over and over again. I don't think there's any big singles on here that stand out on their own, but when you combine that, it is just a wonderful environment and something you're going to want to slip into. Before that, we heard from Priest from Washington, D.C. The song is called Texas Instruments, and it's on the album The Seduction of Kansas. Also came out on April 5th on Sister Polygon Records. And that post-punk band is just doing things right. So both of those albums are ones you're going to pick up. In fact, maybe this whole podcast is just music that you should be listening to. And that's kind of how it works for me. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Jumping into more new music here, here's a little something different from Thin Lips. This one's called Laugh at Me.
Aging out of chaos and losing interest rapidly and ever feeling it and ever being hurt like that. You can say I'm funny. I still don't have any. I've never been pretty, but that's okay with me. Thank you.
there's another taste for you about what's going on in Kansas City music. That is the band Deco Auto with the song Turnaround. That's on the new EP, Another Great Decision, that the band put out themselves on April 5th. I missed that release show, but I see them live all the time, and they're wonderful. You should see them too, but you're going to have to come to them. I don't think that band's ever going to tour. Before that, we heard from The Gentle Isolation. I played the song Far Away. That was from the band's self-titled EP that came out in 2010 on Lily Stars Records. I think both the label and the band are based out of Manila in the Philippines. I heard this band has a new album coming out, first one in 9 years, and realized I didn't have the first one, and I wanted some context, and I enjoy that. Nice, and that feels good today, I think. Before that, we heard from Thin Lips with the track Laugh at Me. That's on the new EP, Carrot Milk. I think that's a digital-only, Bandcamp-only sort of release that the band put out themselves April 20th. It's kind of a solo effort from Chrissy Tajin, who runs that band, based out of Philadelphia. I would put out, kind of a different approach to songwriting than the usual, more almost power pop that the band is known for. Whew. So there we are. We're about out of time. Let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 482. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. I am not going to run through the concert calendar because I have no idea what's happening. I haven't been in Kansas City for weeks, and I won't be there for weeks again. So work, work, work. Who knows? Same with the website. Things need to be updated, but they haven't been. So all apologies there, but I did want to get some new music out to you this week. I've got one more track for you. As always, every week we're working through some compilation, and today we're working through the Do the Reggae, Skinhead Reggae, in the spirit of 1969 that Trojan Records put out February of this year. I'm going to play a track here from The Visions. This is from the second disc of the compilation, and the song is called The Girl I Love, originally released in 1969, and it just feels right. So let's drift off with this one. Thank you very much for listening this week. We'll talk again next week.
The music's